A new fear takes root in me. All this time I've been worried about what the Order, the Rakshana, and the creatures of the Winterlands could do to me. I'd forgotten the very real dangers I face here, in my own world.
You will not be returning to Spence. The Spence Academy for young ladies has obviously been a grave mistake. You'll stay here until your debut.
But I've friends there. Tom turns on me.
Miss Bradshaw, the penniless liar, and Miss Worthington, who is of questionable virtue. A fine lot of friends. You shall meet the right sort of girls here.
I'm on my feet. The right sort? I've met plenty of them, and I can tell you they are as shallow as your teacup. And as for my friends, you don't know them, and I'll thank you not to speak about them.
I'll thank you to lower your voice,
Tom hisses, glancing toward the door. Yes, wouldn't want the servants knowing our business. Wouldn't want them to know I've a mind and a mouth to voice it.
Do you care so little about your own family, then? Do you not care that Miss Bradshaw made a fool of me, and you, by her deceit?
Her deceit! You were only interested in her once you heard she had a fortune. Tom pours another splash of spirit.
A man in my position has to think of such things.
She thought the world of you, and you treated her shabbily. Is it only ladies such as I, those with privilege, who require protecting, Thomas? His eyes widen.
And would you take her part against me, your own blood?
Blood is thicker than water, that's what they say. But in truth, most things are. Tom's narrow shoulders sag.
Believe it or not, Gemma, I do care about your welfare, he says.
If you mean that, Thomas, send me back to Spence. He swallows his drink.
No, I shall follow Lord Denby's sound advice, and you shall remain here, where I might watch over you.
I toss the book aside. Lord Denby, I knew it! This is the Rakshana's doing, isn't it? They mean to control me yet. Tom points an accusing finger.
This is exactly the sort of behaviour I mean. Listen to yourself. You're prattling on about things that make no sense at all.
Do you deny that you've joined the Rakshana? If so, tell me the name of your gentleman's club.
I don't have to tell you anything about it. It is a gentleman's club, and you are not a gentleman, though I've no doubt you'd wear trousers if you could.
I let his barb pass. But you wear the Rakshana's pin. I point to the skull and sword insignia on his lapel.
Gemma!
Tom growls.
It is a pin. There is nothing malevolent about it.
I don't believe you. Tom twirls his tumbler, and the bevelled glass catches the light, sending spectrums of colour dancing on the wall.
You may believe me or not, but it is the truth.
What is the name of your club, then? My brother loses his snide smile.
Now see here, Gemma. That is my affair.
It is the Rakshana. I'm certain of it. They mean to keep me a prisoner until I give up the magic, and they've recruited my own brother to their purposes. Tom shoves his fists into his pockets.